in St. John the Baptist and our Lord, the Pharisees and the scribes and the leaders of the people had the same gospel preached to them in two ways. For further in Scripture, it talks about our Lord admonishing them because he talks about those who came with lamentation and those who came sitting with sinners. One was St. John the Baptist, the other was the Lord. But always and everywhere, they rejected the message, whether it was through the austere presentation of St. John the Baptist or the presentation of our Lord in which he kept company with sinners and constantly ate with them and strove to bring them closer and closer to knowledge of the truth and ultimately to possession of the Lord himself by grace. And so we see very clearly that the message of the gospel, no matter how it is preached, no matter whether the austerity, that is, the repentance that we must do and the penance is emphasized as it was with St. John the Baptist, or the forgiveness of sins by which our Lord would constantly go about seeking out sinners and those even possessed by demons, it does not matter whether the truth is presented in one way or the other, those who are not willing to accept the truth will reject and persecute it. And so we see very clearly as we prepare for the celebration of the Christmas mystery that Christ came into this world and his message was persecuted. And when he left this world, his message was still being persecuted and will be continued to be persecuted until the end of time. And so we take our solace in that truth. We take our solace that the Lord comes to us with the same message preach from many different angles and from many different perspectives so that our knowledge is constantly growing to the fullness of those doctrines that we profess. The Apostles' Creed is the seed of all that we believe, and it is in the preaching and lives of the saints that we see those doctrines, as it were, fleshed out. But most especially, we see it fleshed out most brilliantly in the life of our Lord here on earth. And so we follow him from the Annunciation to the birth in the crib to his death on Calvary. And after the death on Calvary, we are led by the Lord as the King of Victory. And so we need not fear in season or out of season, whether the truth is being persecuted. We know that the Lord is true and that he can neither deceive nor be deceived. And so we take our solace in that, even if the Christmas mystery that we are preparing for seems to be abandoned by the whole of mankind. We know if we remain faithful and steady to the Lord that he will truly renew the earth, and he can do so in an instant in time. And so while it is not to us to discern the times and the places, it is only for us to enter into that mystery of his incarnation, and that mystery that St. John the Baptist was beginning to prepare, for he announced the coming of the Lord, and so all should have been looking out for the one to come, because in his life they would have seen the fullness of truth truly lived. And so let us constantly seek to meditate upon the life of our Lord, all that he did from the moment he became man in the womb of his mother until he perished for us on Mount Calvary for our sake. And let us strive always and everywhere to imitate it, because in a certain sense it is all part of the Christian mystery, because the Christian mystery is essentially the revelation of God in the flesh to the whole of humanity, no longer hidden in the womb of his mother, but truly visible for all to see and for all to behold and for all to enter in to that very life. And we know very clearly that there is nothing we can do in and of ourselves to gain that life. It is a perfectly gratuitous gift that God has given us in our baptism, and that he seeks to persevere in the soul through the sacramental life of the church. And so Christmas is truly a mystery in which we celebrate all those mysteries. For at the very moment our Lord comes forth, he is offering that sacrifice that will ultimately purchase for us the church and her establishment in the earth until the end of time, to perpetuate that Christmas mystery and all mysteries that flow from it in order to manifest the love of God. And indeed, that is all St. John the Baptist sought to do, to manifest that God had truly loved us, and so he would constantly remind the people that there was one amongst them whom sandal he was not fit to tie, and that one would always and everywhere constantly preach to us of the love of God the Father and show us the way how to get back to that love lost by our first parents and lost by us in with the effects of original sin and our personal sins. And so let us strive always and everywhere to seek to discern the truth, not so much to see in the presentation whether we will follow this presentation or that presentation, but truly focus, is this what God has revealed, and what must I do in order to conform to that truth and to that doctrine? For doctrine is not something dry because it lives in Jesus Christ. And so we have much reason to be sad and much reason to rejoice. For we know this Christmas that the majority of mankind will pass by the cave at Bethlehem and not even look in and see what is transpiring. But if we remain faithful, then we truly can look forward to that day when all will pause and stop on Christmas Day in order to enter into the cave to worship their God and there receive from him that life which he came to establish in all souls so that we may enter into that eternal life in the kingdom to come.